Seoul, South Korea, October 21, 2025. Today's tech landscape was shaped by two key announcements: Samsung's unveiling of its first standalone Android XR headset, Project Muhan, and Meta's reveal of a new generation of Ray-Ban smart display glasses. These developments, while representing significant steps in the evolving spatial computing market, highlight a growing competition and a potential shift in the pace of adoption. Samsung's Project Muhan, a bold entry into spatial computing. Samsung solidified its commitment to the burgeoning spatial computing market with the launch of Project Muhan, its first standalone Android XR headset. The announcement, made during the worldwide Open Galaxy event, immediately sent ripples through the industry, signaling a clear intention from Samsung to compete directly with established players like Apple. The event, broadcast globally, showcased the headset's design and functionality, focusing on the potential for everyday AR/VR use rather than positioning it solely as a niche gadget. Section break. The core of Project Muhan's strategy revolves around the Android XR platform, a collaborative effort between Samsung, Google, and Qualcomm. This platform is designed to unify and scale spatial computing across a range of devices, leveraging the combined strengths of all three companies. A key element of the platform's design is its intent to reduce platform fragmentation, a persistent challenge in the AR/VR space. By creating a standardized environment, Samsung hopes to accelerate adoption and simplify the development process for app developers. Qualcomm's powering the XR experience. Headset's technical specifications are expected to be driven by Qualcomm's latest Snapdragon XR2 chipset. While specific details were not released during the launch, industry analysts predict that this chipset will be crucial to delivering a smooth, responsive user experience. The integration of AI is also a significant feature, designed to facilitate more natural and multimodal user interactions, allowing for a more intuitive and engaging experience. Samsung's stated goal is to begin shipping the Project Muhan headset before the end of 2025, strategically targeting the crucial holiday season. This timing is designed to capitalize on consumer spending trends and gain a competitive advantage in the rapidly expanding XR market. Meta's Ray-Ban smart display glasses, expanding the wearable ecosystem. Adding another layer to the day's developments, Meta announced the release of a new generation of Ray-Ban smart display glasses. While details regarding the specific features and pricing of these glasses were not fully disclosed at the time of the announcement, the company confirmed the release of the new generation. 6. This move further expands Meta's presence in the wearable technology space, building upon the established success of the Ray-Ban smart glasses. Platform competition and developer support. Critical differentiator for Project Muhan is the Android XR platform's openness. A stark contrast to Apple's walled garden approach with the Vision Pro, Samsung's strategy is predicated on tapping into Android's vast developer base, promising a significantly wider range of apps available at launch. This is expected to be a key factor in driving consumer adoption, addressing a common criticism of early AR/VR devices. The potential for a robust app ecosystem is seen as a pivotal element in accelerating device launches and app development within the XR space. Industry reaction and potential impact. The announcements have been met with a mix of excitement and cautious optimism within the technology industry. Several analysts have noted that Samsung's entry into the standalone XR market represents a significant challenge to Apple's Vision Pro, particularly given the potential for a more accessible price point and broader developer support. Samsung's move demonstrates a serious commitment to spatial computing, stated Dr. Evelyn Reed, lead analyst at TechForward Research. The Android XR platform's openness is a game changer, and if Samsung can deliver on its promise of a robust app ecosystem, it could significantly accelerate the adoption of AR/VR technology. However, the competitive landscape remains complex. Apple's Vision Pro continues to hold a technological advantage in terms of display quality and processing power. The success of Project Muhan will ultimately depend on Samsung's ability to effectively compete on price, features, and developer support. Summary of developments, October 21, 2025. Today's tech news was dominated by two key developments: Samsung's launch of its first standalone Android XR headset, Project Muhan, and Meta's unveiling of a new generation of Ray-Ban smart display glasses. Samsung's commitment to the spatial computing market through the Android XR platform and Qualcomm's Snapdragon XR2 chipset are poised to challenge Apple's Vision Pro. Meta's continued expansion into wearable technology with the new Ray-Ban smart display glasses further intensifies the competition within the broader XR landscape. These developments mark a significant step in the ongoing evolution of augmented and virtual reality technologies. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.